Next item, Catherine Noel Stitley and Charles N. Morrison, Sr., Oyster Planting Ground Application Number 2017-019.
Mr. Stitley and Mr. Morrison are requesting authorization to lease 8.83 acres of Oyster Planting Ground in Simon Eastern Bay. Again, this is in Accomack County. The project is protested by nearby watermen. Some of this is a repeat, same location, Upper Accomack, Bayside, Simon Eastern Bay, Wallops, Chincoteague, and instead of being at the southeast corner, this is the northeast corner, and it's adjacent to State Marsh, just like the other ones. And Simon Eastern Bay is a small bay, has 85 acres of lease ground, five leases. And again, it's public ground 15 is there. It's mostly a mud mix with a small amount of oysters within the survey. Most of the oysters in the bay are either along the marsh or in the public ground 15 or in the existing oyster ground leases. There's no vegetation, submerged aquatic vegetation, and the water depths are less than 1 foot at low water. The applicant has one oyster ground lease in Queen Sound, which is this little piece right here, for 8.4 acres. They intend to use the ground to grow oysters on the bottom, cultivate existing shell resources, plant spat or seed oysters, and plant structures on the bottom, place structures on the bottom for shellfish production. And these structures will be less than 12 inches above the substrate. Again, now we're talking this piece right here in green. We received the applicant's application for oyster planting ground back in February of 2017 for 15 acres. In response to our public interest review, we received a protest petition with 7 signatures stating opposition to the application due to its proximity to public ground that has been worked for by the watermen for the past 50 years. We also received a verbal protest from Raymond Savage, and his protest is too close to the public ground, and he works the area. In October of this year, a survey was made for 8.83 acres. Andrew Button, our VMRC Conservation and Replenishment Department head, was on site with the surveyors, confirmed that the surveyed area had a very limited amount of oysters and that most of the oysters were outside of the survey near the marsh edges. Or in the intertidal zone, N15, public ground 15, and the shell plants that are just outside of 15 in here, and I'll show you a better picture in just one moment. Mr. Button also stated that some of the public rocks inside public ground 15 were very close to the application survey line or the baler line right through here, within about 25 feet, and we'll see that in this photo. Here's the rocks. And you can see this is the line of the survey. And the applicant has applied for this. This is at 8.83 acres. The shell plant is north and outside of the baler, and there's another shell plant over here that's outside of the baler. As you can see, it's very close to the line. It's not unusual for VMRC to lease oyster ground adjacent to public ground. In this case, there are rocks close to the line. However, any properly licensed waterman could harvest from public ground on the seaside of the Eastern Shore in season from November 1st through March 31st, 2019. They could sell their oysters, or they could relocate their catch to their private lease of ground. If someone removes oysters out of season from the public ground, they would be in violation of 28.2506 of the code, which is a Class 1 misdemeanor. In addition, as y'all have dealt with on almost a monthly basis, 28.2528 of the code requires commission to revoke all licenses and fishing privileges to any person who is convicted of unlawfully taking oysters from public or private ground for a minimum of 6 months or a maximum of 5 years. The applicant's original application included an area of unassigned bottom that the public had been working for years. And that was in this general area up here. His application came around and included the rocks up in here. And we could not support leasing that area. He reduced the size of their application so that the area the public users would not be included, and a survey was made, and this is the survey, 8.83 acres right here. Oops, back up. Therefore, since the survey does not include the area of unassigned vacant bottom that the public has been working, or the area adjacent to the vegetative marsh where there is an oyster resource, which was confirmed by our Conservation and Replenishment Department, we're recommending approval of the applicant's application for 8.83 acres as surveyed. Since that evaluation was completed, I have been in contact with Ricky Scher, who was the organized the petition, and his request that the survey be modified to give a larger buffer between the public ground 15 and the proposed lease. His modification request would start halfway between survey point 2 and 3. Here's 2 and there's 3, so we go halfway and then go over to 5 on the survey plat. This would reduce from 8.83 acres to 6.55 acres and create a small buffer between the public rocks and the lease. Again, the major rocks are right in this general area here, and they angle back from the it's about 150 feet across here, and the going at this angle, there wouldn't be any rocks closer than 100 feet in this particular case. If the commission believes a buffer is warranted, staff could support Mr. Schreier's modification. So I think in this particular case is how comfortable are y'all with a lease right up within 25 feet of existing rocks, even though it's outside of Baylor? Or do you believe there's a buffer needs to be placed in here? That's all I have.
Just for the record, Mr. Scherer, I don't believe Mr. Scherer here. He called me yesterday and advocated for this exact compromise. So just we'll give the commission advantage of that phone call. All right. Any questions, Mr. Badger? Mr. Ballard.
Do the applicants have a history in the industry or production?
They have one lease, and it's my understanding they both have waterman's cards.
Okay.
Beyond that, I don't know. They're both here and they're
okay. Further questions of staff? Thank you, Hank. Appreciate it. Catherine Stitley and Charles Morrison, present. Can you come forward? Or just whoever, doesn't matter. Good morning, ma'am.
Hello.
Would you raise your right hand for me, please? You solemnly swear the testament you give before the commission will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God. Could you state your name for the record, please?
Catherine Stitley.
Okay. Anything you'd like to add, say, or comment on?
I'm not against the proposal. However, I am a little concerned with the reason behind it. I mean, anybody can go out there during season and take the rock now, you know. So I don't really see the purpose in that request. I don't have a lot of oyster grounds. We're just beginning this. I have been working on the water. Actually, my former employer was Gary Howard, so I learned a lot from him.
Mm-hmm.
And I've only had my waterman's card probably about 9 years, or no, 6 years for that. I've been working in the field for 9 years. I don't intend on doing anything to lose my license. So, I mean, I'll just leave that in your hands, whether you want to grant us the original request or the new proposal.
Okay. Thank you. Any questions, Ms. Stidley? Thank you, ma'am. Anyone else here in support of the matter? Anyone here in opposition to the matter? Well, again, Mr. Scherer called, and he advised me that he was not in any way against them having a lease. He just believed that having that lease so close to productive oyster rock was two things. Number one, it could be a potential temptation, which I'm not going down that road to impugn the integrity whatsoever of the applicant. But it also could be somewhat difficult for law enforcement to discriminate the difference or differentiate the difference between what's public and what's there when you have a lease that's so close. And true, we do lease a lot of them that are right up to to the public rock, but that was Mr. Scherer's concern, who said he had been working the water some 40 or 40 plus years or something. Where'd Hank go?
Yeah. He's 64, so he did that right.
Said he'd been working since he was 9 years old. So I just, we were asking about history earlier.
Yes, sir.
I just leave it at that. So, matters before the commission for discussion and action. Mr. Zedrin.
Well, I kind of got to reflect on what we've been doing in the past. I mean, we've had some real serious discussion when we leased all the way to the mean low water level in all these projects and different things. And even the one that we had such a big discussion about over here at Gwynn's Island. And, you know, and what I've heard on here, it says, well, if it's productive land, I don't think we need to go there and say, well, we don't want to lease that because we're scared that somebody may infringe upon the public land. That's good land. They're good people. Give them their 8 acres and run it right beside there. That ain't the first place that we've got leases beside our public ground.
Okay. Thank you. Further comment? Mr. Tanker.
I kind of agree with those sentiments a little bit more for the acreage for the applicant could be a positive for the state of Virginia. I'm not so sure if it's a big liability being up against this particular rock. And I would welcome comments from other commissioners or associate commissioners in that regard.
Mr. Ballard?
I agree with those sentiments. I'm not sure. It is hard to distinguish, but I have a lot of faith in our law enforcement, and I think they're more than capable of doing that. And I'm not sure what an artificial buffer strip would accomplish. It's going to be just as difficult to tell on the water where they are. So this is a risk we have in multiple places throughout the state, and we trust the integrity of our watermen, and we have law enforcement there if they need to be used.
Yep. Okay. Mr. France?
Yeah, I agree with the other commissioners here. I say give them their 8-plus acres if they want it. I mean, if it was a little branch or arm sticking out into a public piece, then that may be different. I would think different. But something like this, I would support.
Further comment? The matter's before the commission. Mr. Zedrin.
I move we approve the as presented with the 8 acres.
Second to the motion?
So moved.
Second by Mr. Tankard. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries.